The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State hosts Illinois on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Ken Rode at WHBC Radio.
Urban, looking back on your win this past week over Michigan State, what were you most happy with as you not only watched it on the sidelines, but then went back and looked at the film?
The offensive line play, without question. They went against a very good rush defense. Defense we have, you know, we got against them, I think that's our sixth time. And it's not easy to do what they did, and they worked extremely hard. And but without question, the offensive line play.
As you move forward now, I know the goal is to beat Illinois this week. That's the most important thing. But have you and your staff talked at all about maybe the bigger picture down the road of maybe trying to impress? Not at all?
Nope. We talked about Tuesday's practice and talked about continuing to grow. You know, we're still, this time of year, you're dealing with injuries. You're dealing with, young players growing up and really helping us. So, no, zero conversation about anything other than that.
Thanks.
Your next question from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. Urban, as you watched Draymond Jones up to him getting qualified the other day, what has stood out about his play? And then number two, you know, you touched on this yesterday to a certain extent, but what would be your counseling to him and the other players on your team about the quote-unquote targeting situation, which it does look like you guys are under some – it appears to be some kind of like scrutiny there, more maybe than others.
First of all, Draymond's very consistent. He is an excellent player for us. His attitude is, you know, he's a guy that handles his business, does everything right on and off the field, and comes from a wonderful family. Love him. Love who he is and what he stands for. That's our third one we've had. One was misfired by an official, and then the other two were I think Bosa's was a, I don't know if I've ever seen one like that where it's in a, you know, it's kind of in a, the pocket. But Draymond's was wrong. And so I met with Coach Shiano. We're going to constantly, and Coach Johnson, we're just going to constantly, there's zero resistance on our end. We're our proponents of the rule. I don't think the rule's, it's a good rule. It's for the best interest of the game and our players and all players. So just consistently educating and teaching and making sure that people know it's not acceptable.
Hey, and one other thing I've never asked you, but when you guys have a kickoff, and, you know, you're always looking for that, oh, I call it coffin corner kind of kickoff, when the kick lands inside the 10 where you want it, and they opt not to catch it and it bounces out of bounds, what is your, I guess, your word to the kicker at that point? Did he do his job or not?
Yeah, that was, I think one did go out of bounds. We thought it hit his foot, and then the other one that did hit, you know, usually they catch it. And
yeah.
Michigan State let one go and then let one go, and it bounced straight up, and we hit him on a six-yard line. So our kicker, ever since we've had, you know, the struggles early, has been really, really good. So he's kicking it right where it's supposed to be. We made some personnel changes, and the personnel changes have been very productive.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Austin Ward, Land of Tan.
Urban, if you had a redshirt junior like, I don't know, Sam Hubbard, for instance, would you, if he came and asked you if he could participate in a senior day like that this weekend, what would be your kind of take on somebody who's not an actual senior but maybe heading towards the NFL?
Oh, I don't know yet. That's something, if it happens, I'll discuss with him.
Okay, and there were some questions yesterday about, you know, keeping Chris Worley at the outside. What did you think of Tuff Borland in the middle, and is he somebody that needs to stay on the field for you guys defensively?
Those are the next 2 days will be determined. We'll determine that. But you know, I like the fact, first of all, we're building a bit of depth, and second of all, those are very tough, consistent players, and I see them both playing a lot.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. Austin kind of took my question. First of all, how are Dante Booker and Jerome Baker? How's their health?
Jerome Baker has been cleared, and Dante is questionable.
Okay. And again, you know, about Tough, what do you like about him other than what's obvious for anyone to see his instinctiveness and tackling ability?
What I like about what?
You know, about Tough, what do you like about him other than what's obvious to all of us?
Just his consistency. It's every day, and, you know, he matches, you know, it's amazing. His name's Tough. He's a very tough player, a very consistent player, does things right, and a very valuable guy for our program.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Ted Sobel, Sports USA Radio.
Hi, Coach. I'm curious your general approach to possible complacency or overconfidence, specifically this week, being such a prohibitive favorite, and how much it might help that it's your seniors' last home game, and they obviously would love to do well.
I think that, you know, it's a very unique experience, senior day in the Horseshoe. I hear our players talk about it. It's an incredible tradition to salute our players in front of these great fans, and I think just the our coaching staff has to take the lead, and the way we practice, there will be zero conversation about the past or the future. It's about today, and then Wednesday, and then Thursday, and go play well. And that's our job.
And what have you seen that your biggest challenges against the Illini are, since they played a couple of close ones against ranked teams?
That's it. And then the fact that they're two of the inside guys on defense stand out. You know, they're you can tell they're building for the future, and they can see there's some young players on the offensive side of the ball that have brilliant futures, and we just got to make sure that future isn't this Saturday. So we have a lot of respect for them and what they're trying to do, and their coaching staff and their players. And the two inside guys can play anywhere in the Big Ten Conference. And so we just, you know, that's the best thing that happened. You flip on the videotape and you can see that.
Appreciate it, Coach.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Ken Rhoda, WHBC Radio.
Urban, each season is a different team for you, and it seems like through your tenure there at Ohio State, a team has developed its identity as the season has progressed. Has this team developed its identity yet, or are you still looking for that?
Oh, I think those are great questions after the season. And I have my own opinions, but there's so much football to be played that, you know, that's – those are great conversations after the season, and I agree with you. You know, every team, I've been a head coach, I think, 16 years now, and every team's got their identity, and they're writing the final few chapters on theirs right now.
Thanks, Urban.
Okay.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.